The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
It's 11 trivia questions on portmanteaus. That's when you combine two words to form a new super word like bromance or keytar. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It comes out every day, and I'd love for you to subscribe to get those new episodes delivered to your device daily. If you love trivia, you're in the right place, and I would love for you to tell a friend about the show. Maybe you have a buddy you play live pub quiz with. Maybe you like to play board games at home. Maybe you just like puzzles and word games and things like that. Well, all of those people are welcome to this show at any time. And if you know any of those people, send them a link. Say, hey, this is what I've been listening to. Comes out daily. We should battle in it. We should write down our answers and compare them. That's always fun to do, right? I would love for you to do that. And I even have answer sheets I can mail you. My friend Mona just said, hey, can you send me a packet of the answer sheets you use at your trivia night? And I said, Mona, I'm way ahead of you because that is one of the tiers over on my Patreon page, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to support the show, head on over there. It's linked in every show note description for the episodes. And you can see all kinds of cool stuff that I'll send you, from artwork to t-shirts to magnets to books. And this week's book club is a graphic novel based on a 90s movie. You don't want to miss that. And you can join the book club tier for just $20. Throw me $20 and I'll throw you a bunch of cool stuff every single month. And for even less than that, for $5, you can pick a topic that I'm guaranteed to get to. Maybe you're into Superman. We just did Batman villains yesterday. Maybe you're like, hey, where's the Superman villains? I can get to it. Just let me know in the form of a donation what you want your topic to be. We have a big Google spreadsheet. You could fill in the topic and you can mingle with other fans of this show and lovers of pop culture. So go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and check out all the goods. Before we get into today's episode, which is all about portmanteaus, those are super words, by the way. That's stuff like keytar, which is a keyboard guitar, or Bollywood, which is Bombay and Hollywood. They combine two things to form a super word called a portmanteau. So these are fun questions on those. Hopefully you can figure them all out. It was recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing, the only brewery in Sierra Madre, California, near the Pasadena area, if you know the Rose Bowl and all that stuff. So we're going to jump into that in just a second. But I did find this book in the garage. I've used it before in the podcast. I actually got it at Five Below for $4. It's called The Guinness Book of World Records, 2018, Meet Our Real Life Superheroes. So I'll read you some fun facts from here since we have kind of a random episode today. So here we go. Fun with food. The tallest pancake stack, Center Parks Sherwood Forest of the UK, put together a 101.8 centimeters tall, that's 3 foot 4 inches, pancake stack in Rutherford, Newark, UK, on the 8th of February 2016. The pile comprised of 213 pancakes, which were made and stacked by James Haywood and Dave Nicholas, both of the UK. That seems kind of low to me, doesn't it? Right? I feel like people are stacking stuff all the time, but I guess there's a little picture here. I don't know. They're really thin looking too. And it looks like a giant wedding cake, but I feel like you could go taller. But for some reason, that's the tallest in the world. This is the world records. Here we go. Largest hamburger, Black Bear Casino Resort in the USA, made of 2,014 pounds of hamburger in Carlton, Minnesota, USA, on the 2nd of September, 2012. Its toppings included 52 pounds of tomatoes, 50 pounds of lettuce, 60 pounds of onion and 40 pounds of cheese and 16 pounds of bacon. Good God, that would kill you if you smelled it, I feel like. And let's see here. What's this one? This says, most Carolina Reaper chilies eaten in 1 minute. On the 13th of November, 2016, Gregory Foster of the U.S. ate 120 grams, or 4.23 ounces of Carolina Reaper chilies. Foster was one of the nine contestants in an event organized by Pucker Butt Pepper Company at the Arizona Hot Sauce Expo in Tempe, Arizona, USA. People really love hot sauce. They go nuts for it. I think there's a big thing with hot sauce where it's like, I can handle it. It's all about handling it. It's kind of like who's got the bigger penis, right? I feel like people who are saying they can enjoy hotter foods than other people are just like, I've got my penis is bigger, I bet, you know, in the form of hot sauce temperatures. I have a bigger hog, you know, that's what I feel like at least. Those are some fun world records for you. Again, you could pick that book up at your local library for free or at Five Below for $4. That's where I got it. All right, guys, we're going to jump into today's episode. It's all about portmanteaus. As an English major, I love these kinds of weird episodes and hope you do too. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Here we go.
All right, portmanteaus, here we go. This is round number four. Two words combined to make a super word. Here's some examples of portmanteaus. Bollywood, that's Bombay and Hollywood. Jeggings, what is that?
Jeans and leggings.
Jeans and leggings. Keytar is a keyboard and guitar. Pleather is, what is that, fake leather? Pleather. Bromance, brotherly romance, etc. So those are examples of words that you'll be writing down. I'll give you a clue. You tell me the portmanteau that fits the bill. Polyester leather, is that what that means? You don't know. Number one, someone who is obsessed with Hershey's. What's the portmanteau you would use for that? Number one, someone who is obsessed with Hershey's. Number two, modern day treasure hunting. Number two, modern day treasure hunting. What's the portmanteau there? Number two, modern day treasure hunting. Number three, a human or fictional entity whose physiological functioning is enhanced by mechanical elements. Number three, a human or fictional entity whose physiological functioning is enhanced by mechanical elements. Number three. Number four, luxury camping. Number four, luxury camping. Number four, luxury camping. Number five, the pocket fisherman and ShamWow presentations. Number five, the pocket fisherman and ShamWow presentations. Number five. Number six, an adjective used to describe the music of George Clinton and friends. Number six, an adjective used to describe the music of George Clinton and friends. Number seven, a Frito-Lay version of edible vegetable rings. Number seven, Frito-Lay version of edible vegetable rings. Number eight, a chain that goes just above your foot. A chain that goes just above your foot. Number eight. Number nine, a chuckle mixed with a snort. Number nine, a chuckle mixed with a snort. Couple questions left, 10 and 11. We're done with this round. Number nine, a chuckle mixed with a snort. Number 10, checking in for a trip close to home. Number 10, checking in for a trip close to home. Number 10. And the bonus question. For 2 points, make up your own creative portmanteau with your team. My favorite one will get 2 points. Make up your own creative super word with two words combined. Try and make it something that we haven't heard before. Everyone's been writing down shart all week, like, ooh. I've never heard that phrase. So come up with something new. Don't write sharp and be like, get it? All right. We'll be back with the answers in just a bit. Here we go, answers coming up for round number four. This was the last round to double up. It was a word round about portmanteaus. Let's see how everybody did. You had to come up with your own at the end. We'll read those. Those will be weird. And get ready. All right, number one, someone who's obsessed with Hershey's was a chocoholic. Number two, modern day treasure hunting, geocaching. Number three, human or fictional entity whose physiological functioning is enhanced by mechanical elements, cyborg. Number four, luxury camping, glamping. Glamorous camping. Number five, pocket fishermen and ShamWow were infomercials. Number six, an adjective used to describe the music of George Clinton and friends, funkadelic. Yes. Number seven, a Frito-Lay version of edible vegetable rings, Funyuns. Number eight, a chain that goes just above your foot, anklet. Number nine, a chuckle mixed with a snort, a chortle. Number 10, checking in for a trip close to home, staycation or daycation. And the bonus, you had to make up your own. Here's what you guys came up with. The old god said a hurriconda, a hurricane made of anacondas. The team is here said a huggle, a snuggle, and a hug. But then next to that, they put farteria, a fart that turns into diarrhea. Real sweet one and a real not so sweet one. This one says vaccine shits, anti-vaxxers giving everyone the effing measles. Vaccine shits. This one says beer koozie, bruisey. This one says a verp, a vomit burp. Gross. We've all done it, but I don't like that word. Drunchies, drunk munchies. A herp, a hiccup, and a burp. And trivia loser. That's it. It just says trivia loser. I'm guessing they're talking to me. All right, very good. I'm going to say my favorite one was the one that did two. Snuggle and hug and farteria. A huggle and farteria. Start using those in your lexicon. Nice job. That was the team of the team is here. Two extra points.
There it was. Portmanteaus. Did you learn something? Did you get some new vocab to use in your life? I hope you did. And if you can think of some portmanteaus I missed, maybe some very obvious ones or some new ones that you've never heard, I'd love to hear them. Everybody wrote shart this week or that week whenever I did this episode. Everybody was, when I said, hey, come up with your own portmanteau, people were like, shart. And I'm like, come on. Come on, shart. That's not new. We've been saying that for 15 years. Come up with something new. So if you have a new one or interesting one, you can tweet them to me at Ryan Buds on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook. Search me, follow me. Just got 1,000 likes, finally, after I don't know how many years, over on Facebook on the trivia page. So that's where I post a lot of group pictures or, you know, if I took a picture of your team having a good time at a trivia night or playing bingo and stuff. If you're ever looking for pictures that I took, go to facebook.com/triviawithbuds. You'll probably find them there. Lots of videos on there and fun stuff. Also, this podcast gets uploaded every time I put it on Libsyn. It automatically goes to YouTube and Facebook if you want to listen to it there. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for being a part of the trivia community that I'm building over here in Southern California. And thank you so much for your support in the form of money on Patreon. Appreciate it. Patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.